The Guardian.
What's generally accepted to be an early draft of the dodgy dossier which prepared public opinion for the war in Iraq was released this week. It was written by John Williams, former head of press for the Foreign Office. There were a number of notes in the margin, but one of them wasn't revealed until today. The Guardian's security editor, Richard Norton Taylor, is in the Guardian newsroom and he has the story.
We now know that there was one word left out of this document when it was released earlier this week by the Foreign Office, and that was the word Israel, which was mentioned in longhand in the margin, because some Foreign Office official, we don't know who, wrote in the margin some comments in longhand about claims made by John Williams. He presented Iraq and Saddam Hussein's Iraq, for example, as a uniquely dangerous country and dictator. And he said, for example, that no other country has flouted the United Nations authority so brazenly in pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. Now, some unidentified foreign official put the word Israel in the margin. We know that Israel has a nuclear weapons program, indeed has nuclear weapons, never declared. It's a moot point whether it's flouted UN authority, but in principle, in spirit, certainly it has, although it's not a member of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Anyway, the point is that was so sensitive that the Foreign Office says that no mention must be made of the word Israel because, according to a written statement to the Information Tribunal by a senior Foreign Office official, if you mentioned Israel in this connection, even though it was just a sort of marginal comment, throwaway line, really, the Israelis are on our back all the time, and we have terribly sensitive relations with Israel. The Israelis are very sensitive to any criticism that Britain makes about their policies on the West Bank or whatever, and they'll be on our back, basically, again. That's the gist. It shows that the government here, the Foreign Office in particular, is extraordinarily sensitive about Israeli sensibilities, really, or criticisms.
In particular, because that note in the margin equates Israel with Saddam Hussein, doesn't it?
Well, it does, sort of, although the note in the margin is actually just a sort of a quick comment, if you like, a written, very quick reaction.
But clearly the government would be worried that that's how the Israelis would see it.
That's what the senior Foreign Office official who gave his witness statement to the Information Tribunal explicitly says. He says, we are comparing Saddam Hussein with Israel. On the face of it, of course, that doesn't sound good. And it doesn't read well either. On the other hand, that is not, it's clearly not what is actually meant.
And so now that this has come out, what's the government saying about this? And has there been any reaction from Israel?
Not yet, because I think they're rather bowled over by, or at least not reacting to something which I suppose they didn't expect to be published at all. And presume in the course of the day they will start to respond.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.